Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists' biggest hit song. This half hour, we'll hear from Glass Nine and the Pips, Diana Ross, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, the Marvelettes, Lionel Richie, the Velvettes, and Boys to Men. Well, first up this half hour, we'll hear from I Heard Through the Grapevine once again, but this time with Glass Nine and the Pips, right here on Motown.
There's a place in my heart for you that's the bottom line.
Motown memory from Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Does Your Mama Know About Me? And they reached number 29 in the United States pop charts in 1968. Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers had three charting songs on the Motown record label. And Thomas Chong was featured on guitar. He was later much more known as part of the duo of Cheech and Chong. By the way, Jimi Hendrix was also on guitar for Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers in 1963, and Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers discovered the Jackson 5. Before that, Diana Ross's biggest hit with Upside Down reaching number one from 1980, and we started with Class 9, the Pips' biggest hit on the Motown record label, I Heard Through the Grapevine, number two from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring some great Motown artists' biggest hit songs. Well, coming up, the Marvelettes and Please Miss the Postman. Well, Please Miss the Postman was written by Georgetta Dobbins, William Garrett, Freddie Gorman, Brian Holland, and Robert Bateman. It was the debut single by the Marvelettes on the Motown record label, and it was the first Motown song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart. That was achieved in late 1961, and it also hit number one on the Rhythm Blues charts as well. Well, Please Miss the Postman became a number one hit once again in 1975 when the Carpenters recorded the song. Well, the Marvelettes were comprised of Gladys Horden, who sang lead vocals of this song. Also included was Wanda Young, Georgiana Tillman, Wyanna Corwin, and Katherine Anderson. The Funk Brothers, the great instrumentation band, was comprised of Marvin Gaye on drums, yes, the Marvin Gaye, along with Benny Benjamin on drums, James Jamerson on bass, Eddie Willis on guitar, Popcorn Wiley on piano, and Bongo Brown on percussion. Well, here are the Marvelettes and Please Mr. Postman right here on Motown.
Fiesta forever. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Email Tom at MotorMemories at yahoo.com.
Thank you.
The Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist, the Needle in the Haystack, their biggest charted song on the Motown record label, reaching number 45 in the United States pop charts in 1964. Before that, Lionel Richie and All Night Long, All Night, number one from 1983. And we start with the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman, number one on the Motown record label in 1961, and Motown's first number one hit, and that was the Marvelettes' biggest charting song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we'll feature some great Motown artists' biggest charting song. Well, coming up, Boys to Men, and I'll Make Love to You, their biggest charting song, right here on Motown Memories.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night, we're gonna celebrate. All through the night,
pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your demands. I will.
Men and I'll Make Love to You, number one from 1994 and their biggest hit. This hour, we feature some great Motown artists and their biggest hit. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.